you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
I'm Tracy Thomas, host of One for the Books, a live literary event series from LAist. We are back with guests, author Amanda Montell, and actor Bella Lavelle. You can find us on May 15th at the Crawford Family Forum. Tickets at laist.com/events.
Just received word the prime suspect in the 25-year-old disappearance of a Southern California college student was taken into custody this morning. The San Luis Obispo County Sheriff is planning to announce major developments in the case. 44-year-old Paul Flores, who was the last person seen with Kristen Smart before she vanished in 1996, was arrested in the Los Angeles area this morning. Flores's father, Ruben Flores, was arrested as an accessory at his home in Arroyo Grande near San Luis Obispo. We'll have more update again. This on the disappearance of Kristen Smart back in 1996. She was a student at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. We turn our attention now to the shocking announcement, at least to me, that Pacific Theaters would not be opening its Southern California locations nor its iconic ArcLight theaters because of financial problems. The story was broken by Deadline, and with us, editorial director at Deadline, he's also box office editor for the publication as well, Anthony D'Alessandro. Anthony, thank you for being with us. Share with us what the reasons are why Pacific Theaters don't think they can reopen as finally other chains are opening up.
Well, this is a problem coming out of the pandemic for a lot of exhibition who've been closed down, and it's a gut check to Hollywood because even though some studios say, "Hey, we're about theaters," they're messing around with the theatrical window. Disney is very unpredictable, doing a theatrical day and Disney Plus day and date release. While just for this year, Warner Brothers and HBO Max, their streaming service, they're doing a theatrical day and date. So some theaters are, you know, and here we're finding a casualty with Decurion's ArcLight and Pacific Theaters. Some theaters don't know if they can make this work. You know, this is a big operation to operate these theaters. Huge staffs, a number of projectionists. I know there's a lot of love among the filmmaking community right now, like, hey, let's band our money together and save the theater. Well, that's all well and good. It's going to take someone who is operationally sound, has a really keen sense of this business, to save any one of these venues, even if they come out under a different name.
Yeah.
What this is about at the end is, I mean, what is technically going on right now as we speak is Decurion has handed the keys back to their landlords. This is part of a thick lease negotiation. These are very severe leases that they're under, a number of their locations. For example, the Santa Monica one, I understand, is a very fierce lease. It is very hard to make money under it. But at the same time, places like the Hollywood ArcLight and the Cinerama Dome and the Sherman Oaks, they are among some of the top grossing venues in the country. They are very important. According to my sources today, there's a belief, there's a notion, there's no hard evidence yet because Decurion is still going through this lease negotiation with their landlords. There's a notion that somebody has to make the Hollywood ArcLight and the Cinerama Dome stay alive. It's too valuable a landmark. It is a money-making theater. If it's not a new owner or if it's Decurion, when they can get their business affairs in order, that's what is bound to happen. It's just going to take some time.
Well, and these theaters are so valuable to the mall, some of the other ones, the Pacific Theaters at the Americana on Brandon Glendale, the Arclight in Pasadena at the Paseo. I mean, these are of great importance to the owners of the real estate there. So they have a vested interest in those reopening as theaters, too. But let me bring into the conversation Virginia Madsen, the actress, so many terrific films over the years. Ms. Madsen, thank you very much for being with us. Share your memory of the Cinerama Dome.
Thank you, Larry. I had a movie premiere there, and, you know, it was like a dream come true to walk into the Cinerama Dome, just being on the outside there on the red carpet, and then walking in to see this huge movie screen and the raked theater, and you would sit and watch the movies with hundreds of people all having this wonderful shared experience and your big tub of popcorn. I mean, there was just nothing like it. And it's just terrible that the thought of it being closed, it has to come back. I know the complications that we're talking about here. I wouldn't presume to know how to run it, but what a beautiful movie going experience.
Can give us a sense of what it was like in going to that premiere in that historic place, on that wraparound massive screen, and to see yourself on it. What was that like?
Oh, my God. It was really cool. I won't lie. I had a little giddy up in my step for quite a long time after that. It was everything about watching a movie on that size screen. Is, you know, like now we're sitting here watching on our televisions for, you know, with screeners for the Academy. But to watch, you know, where you can see every grain if it's actually on film and just see the detail and the cinematography and the sound. The sound is an experience when you're in the theater that you can't get at home, no matter what kind of speakers you have. You know, it's totally different when you're in the darkened theater.
Well, and the Arclight in Hollywood, I remember touring it before it opened. I did a live broadcast from there just on the opening day and you know, being able to share this. I had no idea how iconic this whole thing would be. Virginia, maybe you can sort of speak to the importance of that complex in the filmmaking community.
Well, it was sort of the destination. If it wasn't going to be the Chinese theater, the Egyptian, it had to be the Cinerama Dome, just because it was such a funny, unique piece of Hollywood architecture. And so it's just been a part of our community and a part of LA's history. And we don't have a lot of that here. And so, you know, it needs to be protected. And so I really wish that we could hear your live broadcast when you were at the opening. I wish somehow we could find that. It must have been so exciting.
It was great, and particularly for someone like me who grew up in Hollywood, to see this, you know, in the place where I'd grown up was a wonderful experience, having gone to high school just down the street at Hollywood High. Virginia Madsen, thank you so much. Really appreciate your being with us and sharing what it was like for you at the Cinerama Dome with the premiere of the film you're starring in 2008. We're going to continue our conversation with Anthony D'Alessandro, who broke the story in Deadline yesterday about Pacific Theaters and Arclight Cinemas, those two Southern California originated brands that are not going to be reopening their theaters. I want to hear from you, your memories of the Arclight, of the Cinerama Dome or Pacific Theaters. I grew up when I was a little kid going to Pacific Theater-owned drive-ins, like the old Sentinella drive-in, not far from LAX. 866-893-KPCC. We'll be back with more in a minute. hearing from Virginia Madsen takes me back to the film Sideways and such a terrific role that she had in performance in that film with so many others as well. Let's remember the Pacific Theaters, Cinerama Dome, and of course the Arclight Theaters. Johnny in Reseda, I understand that you go way back with the Pacific Theater chain.
Oh, hey, Larry. Yeah, my first job was working at the Winnetka 6 Drive-In, and this was like in the late 80s, and I worked there for 7 years, sometimes even 6 days a week. And this was a drive-in that was open year-round, and it was just a fabulous experience in the summer heat, and there were times where you could see the fires in the Chatsworth Hills from literally inside the snack bar. It was a marvelous experience. I loved going to the arc light and all that, and eventually my mom ended up marrying the head of the company.
Wow.
Who passed away 2 years ago. His father started, this is the Foreman family, they started on the East Coast, and then they were in the Pacific Northwest and then came down to L.A., and he always told me that his dad's claim to fame was he broke the unions. But slowly, working at the drive-in, a lot of them were just closing up because the land was more valuable than the theater itself. In fact, in Hawaii, they turned the Waikiki Theater into an eating hall. But they still had the marquee and everything and a lot of the old paintings from when it was a cinema back then. But
The drive-ins are such prime real estate. When you look at what's built on the former locations of Pacific drive-ins, it's quite remarkable. Johnny, thank you so much. Mark, calling from Kings Canyon National Monument, thank you for joining us. Mark, what do you remember about the Cinerama Dome?
Well, when I was 7 years old, my mom took me to the opening week of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And one of the funny stories is I remember because of the curved screen, there were a whole bunch of people that got motion sickness during that opening sequence with the helicopter flying over the canyon. And there were a whole lot of people who had to get up and leave the theater. A couple dozen people because they got motion sickness sitting there in their seats watching that scene on the screen.
Yeah. Mark, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Molly in Mar Vista, quick memory about going to the Arclight?
Hi, I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, yes. I was a regular pre-COVID at the Culver City Arclight, and I have to give a shout out to Matt, the bartender there, who always had my glass of Chardonnay ready, and I would go with my best friend. We had a monthly date. We'd go see whatever we could see because it was such a fun getaway, and I loved going there. It felt it just was a getaway from life, and I loved everybody that worked there, and I'm so sad that it's not going to reopen.
It's just hard to imagine. Let me go back to Anthony D'Alessandro of Deadline, where his editorial editor and box office editor, he broke this story yesterday. Anthony, what about other operators coming in here? Would AMC or Regal be interested? Obviously, it'd be a different experience with those huge chains. Do they even have the financial resources themselves to be able to take over those leases?
Some of them do not, but an exhibitor, an international exhibitor such as Cinépolis, could very well. But again, at this point, and here's the thing, some of these theaters might get picked up by different circuits. And what happens in this situation is as the landlord takes the keys back, if they decide to hold them, then they can decide whether they're going to try to lease the space to another exhibitor or if they're going to turn it into a store or another type of retail rental property. The big thing with taking over these leases is does the new exhibitor coming in, do they have to pay the back rent that wasn't paid by Decurion? And again, it boils down to a sharp lease negotiation. So that's kind of the muddy waters things are in.
Yeah, and is it your sense that the operators of these properties, the malls and the like, is there any sense they saw this coming?
I think they did. I mean, the pandemic's been going on for a while. You know, there, especially here in Los Angeles, you know, movie theaters were closed, you know, for a year, and so there was no money made. So yeah, they, I'm sure they saw this coming.
All right. Let me share some more listener comments. Richard and Laverne said, I had a wonderful childhood experience. My dad took me to the Cinerama Dome when 2001 A Space Odyssey came out. The concave screen really lent well to the realism of that giant space station and the atmosphere of the shuttle. Yeah, I was a little kid when that came out, Richard, and I remember that too. What a huge deal the showing of 2001 was at the Cinerama Dome. Emma in Koreatown said, I used to go to the theaters there in Culver City with my grandmother. I'm in high school, but have very fond memories of that venue. And Catherine on Facebook shared about going with her son, Ruben, who had a supporting role in the movie I Still Believe that opened up early last year. What a great experience it was to be at the ArcLight Hollywood for the opening of the film in which her son was a cast member. Thank you so much for joining us today on Air Talk. You can share your comments about ArcLight Theaters and Pacific Theaters not reopening. Air Talk page, kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.